Well, it's been a pretty eventful year, to say the least. So many highlights for you. If we go back to, I suppose, the start of the year, you're involved in the Irish senior team. You had that great goal against Slovakia. You played against the Netherlands. So many good memories this year.
Yeah, I think it's been a really good year for me. And I think that there's a lot of interest to build on it. And I'm hoping now over the next few months that I'll be able to build on the last year. And, you know, I think as many highlights I've had, there's also a lot of areas to improve on. And that's what I'll be looking to do now over the next few months.
So Colin Bell, in charge of the Republic of Ireland women's team, and now you're very much part of the whole setup, and considerable strides are being made.
Oh yeah, of course. You know, I think coming back to this time last year, you know, I was had only been kind of been putting my foot in the door with the senior international team, and say a year later, you know, that I've remained in every squad that we've had for over the last year has been tremendous. So, you know, it's great, and it's, you know, a really proud thing to do to represent your country in any sport, and I'm thankful to have done it this year. But as I said to you, I want to continue doing it for the next few years.
Yeah. Now, you played, of course, locally with Laggan, and tell us how it all came about that you have ended up playing now with Piemont United, who are very much one of the, I suppose, the big three in women's soccer, Piemont, Shells and Wexford.
Yeah, I think that when I was going to, moving down to Dublin for college, that I was speaking to Eileen Gleeson, who was looking after Piemont at the time. But the year I went to Piemont, there was quite a bit of a fallout, and Eileen left Piemont and went to UCD, and I think she took the majority of the players with her. So I think when I went to Piemont, they were starting from scratch again, and, you know, a very young, inexperienced team that they've had for the last couple of seasons. And thankfully then the girls started to mature. We were able to bring in better players and to make the squad stronger, because I think the ethos and the mentality of Piemont has always been a hugely ambitious one, and that didn't stop just because, you know, the squad had to maybe start fresh again. And the strides they've taken in the last 18 months have been tremendous, and again for next year there'll be really exciting times ahead as well.
And tell us a little bit about the Women's National League. It looks in every way that it really is going from strength to strength.
It is. It's a great league, and it's a great initiative, and it's something that, you know, I've fallen in love with maybe, and I've been very lucky with the league and how I've managed to settle myself into it. But I know as well that I think there's always room for improvements, and you mentioned there earlier that there was three teams, you know, that were probably the strong points of the league, but we'd be hoping over the next couple of years that it would be more than three teams, and that every game you have is a competitive one, because I think that there's a lot of new teams into the league and very young squads as well. So that's something that we're going to have to, you know, the league will have to improve on as well, and to hopefully the other teams will build on the way Piemont did as well.
Yeah, and like so many sports, television exposure is hugely important. And the Women's FAI Cup final at the Aviva Stadium, unfortunately for you, it was Wexford who came out on top. But nevertheless, a great experience, and good for the game to get that exposure. There was a good crowd in for it before the Dundalk Cork game.
Yeah, it was hugely disappointing for me, and I think that every player has the ambition of playing in the national stadium, and to do it in a cup final is, you know, something that every girl, every boy dreams of at some stage. And I was thankful enough to have done that last week, but I think, you know, at the end of the day, I came up on the wrong end of the result, and it's going to be something, Chris, that, you know, hurts me for a long time, because, you know, there's never any guarantees that I could be back in that position again. And I think you're unfortunate during the game there was maybe a couple of decisions went against us, but at the end of the day, Wexford got the goal that won them the game. And, you know, I think they're a really terrific side as well, in the sense that, you know, they might not do anything for 90 minutes, but they'll score. So.
And in terms of the league, when you look back, you were the top scorer. And am I right in saying was it seven hat-tricks?
Yes, I think that was the seven hat-tricks as well. Yeah, look, comparing it to last year, you know, I've nearly doubled the amount of goals I scored last year, and I think that's just been, I think I'd have to thank, you know, the players at Piemont and, you know, the players that are around me, and I think also my involvement with the senior international team has also been a big helping factor in that there. And I think I'm always learning, and it's important that, you know, I wanted to come in at the start of the year and I wanted to be better than last year, and I was, but, you know, we've nothing really to prove from what we won in the League Cup, but, you know, I think the league was a big disappointment again for us this year.
Yeah. And on the international front, I mean, it's great to see a number of Donegal players very much in part of the plans, and also the fact that we had a Donegal league side in the under 17 league. So I presume long term, I mean, it's vital that there is that level of football being played in the county, and that some of the better players like yourself will then probably move on to some of the bigger clubs.
Yeah, well, I think it's been terribly frustrating just the last couple of years that there hasn't been, you know, there hasn't maybe been a team that's competing in the national front from coming from Donegal, because I think if you look at the men and women side of things with football, there's always a Donegal person involved with the international setup, so it just proves, you know, there's good enough players coming from there. It's just that they nearly have to go away then to develop, and, you know, that's a difficult thing as well, because there's not every player does want to go away, and you would like them all to have the opportunity to, you know, to have a club in Donegal that will be able to compete at the highest level as well. But as you said, the under 17 inauguration year for the league this year has been really, really good, and, you know, Donegal had a team in, but, you know, you'd be looking for Donegal teams to be competing and, you know, find their feet and, you know, really push on then.
Now, looking ahead to next year, firstly, on the club level, will you be with Piemont United again?
Well, unless Manchester United come in for me, I'd say I'll have to stay with them. I'm quite happy there, and it's ideal for college at the minute as well. So I don't think there'll be any transfer negotiations going on anyway.
And then on the international front, what's the schedule the first few months of the year?
We have a couple of friendlies after Christmas. I think Belgium, Italy and Wales. I think we're playing in the first 4 or 5 months of the year. Not too sure what the order of the games is, but again, that's something really exciting to look forward to. You know, a lot of them teams have competed very well in the Euros that was on last year, so, you know, we'll be hoping to build on the year that we've had in the World Cup qualifiers and hopefully push on again and get results against them, and hopefully, you know, have less injuries than we did on a squad front than we did last year, because I think that towards the end of the campaign, I think, hurt us a little bit. So hopefully that the younger that are coming into the squad, you know, will want to stay there, and hopefully we'll be building, because the draw for the Euros, for next year's Euros, is, I think it's in February, so, you know, we're already planning for next September and the next round of qualifying.
Yeah, and there's no doubt, I mean, the public do get behind an Irish team, especially if it's going well, and you featured on the team that drew with the Netherlands in one of the games, and I think there was a record crowd at Tala Stadium for one of the other games, something in excess of 4,000, so that showed that, you know, that's a very positive factor.
Of course it is, and I think the draw against Netherlands is something that a lot of people won't forget, because, you know, you're talking about a team that a couple of months before had won the European Championship, and then in front of 14,000 people, Ireland were able to take a point off them, that, you know, ourselves and Norway were the only two teams in the group that did take points off them. So I think that's, you know, that's a hugely admirable thing that we did, and, you know, unfortunately towards the end of the campaign we weren't able to take that draw and maybe get, you know, push on with results against Norway and the Netherlands. But I think, you know, it's something that it proves that we're good enough to compete, you know, when we have the squad, we have the players there and the experience, because Colin will always have us very well set up and prepared. So, you know, he gives us the confidence that we can play against anybody and beat them.
So, in conclusion, Amber Barrett, plenty to look forward to in 2019.
Bar my thesis, yes, there's loads to look forward to. But yeah, look, really, really have a bit of a so-called off-season now, with the pre-season won't be starting for a few weeks, but I'd say I'll keep myself ticking over, and hopefully all things will be better than this year again.
And just on the college front, how much more college is there up there?
Only a few more months now, Chris, so thankfully I'll get through that there. You know, it's tough to kind of try and balance the two with the Masters and all, and being in placement every day, but it's, you know, it's something I really enjoy, and I wouldn't be able to do it if I didn't enjoy it. And I'm glad that these years have been very helpful with me over the last few months with my football, and the school have been extremely supportive as well. So get over my assignments, and then hopefully then come June time I'll be out the door.